So what are the five kinds of liberations? There are five stages of liberation, already explained as being. One, to become one with the Lord. Two, to live on the same planet as the Lord. Three, to obtain the same bodily features as the Lord. Four, to have the same opulence as the Lord. And five, to have constant association with the Lord. Out of these five liberated stages, the one which is known as Sayujya, or to merge into the existence of the Lord, is the last to be accepted by a devotee. So, to become one with devotee, become one with the Lord, sorry. So, that's the one which is not acceptable for a devotee of the Lord. Now, why is that? Because the problem with this one is that there is no really chance that the devotee can perform devotional service. Because to become one means one has to become merge into the Lord, into the Brahman aspect. And as we described, Brahman, it's the aspect of the Lord which has no qualities, so therefore there is no possibility of performing service. So therefore devotees don't consider that as a liberation. Yeah. Any question on that? So, yes?
On this, so the four kinds of liberation are accepted by devotees?
Well, by some, yes.
So, what is the difference? Because before in the chapters we see that so many great devotees, they glorify the devotional service and they ask nothing but that. So then in that picture, how do these four kinds of liberation, what kind of devotees want them, and what do they get in the end? Like, for example, live on the same planet as the Lord. So do they just live there, or they perform devotional service there? And then the question is, why not to want that? Because you can live at this on the same planet and, you know, be close to the Lord and perform devotional service.
Yeah, it depends. See, on the actually the Swarup city. So we all have a certain way how we relate to the Lord. So that's the original nature of the jiva. Krishna, he can relate with anybody on any level. So devotees who want to relate with the Lord based on some awe and reverence, so then they would be in Vaikuntha. Because there, the devotees dressed very opulently. They perform very opulent ceremonies. But they do it as a service for the Lord. So they take care of the body, they decorate the bodies. But still, it's a service for the Lord. So then they understand, the body is also part of the Lord. Then I may chant prayers for the Lord. So everything is for Krishna. But the desire for being that opulent, it's there. So they have pure desire to serve the Lord, to perform devotional service. But they do it with the way how they consider it the best. And Krishna accepts it. So there is no fault in that. The mood is different. But the gopis, they don't have any idea. They are fully surrendered. So in the Vaikuntha, you may say that they perform the activities, whatever they do. So they have families, they manage big things, big kingdoms, and they do many things. But it's all the whole activity everything is offered to the Lord. So they don't have anything for themselves. They don't do anything for themselves. But the gopis, they do only what Krishna asks them to do. They don't have any idea what's the best. What Krishna wants me to do, I'll do. That's the mood of a devotee in Vrindavan. So like at one time, Krishna was complaining of headache. So he wanted the gopis to place their feet on his head, so it cools down. They didn't mind, they immediately just offered their feet to cool his head. Now, when I was describing that. Maybe Naraman, maybe not just. It's for great devotees, it was inconceivable how it is possible for somebody to put his feet or her feet on Krishna's head. Because Krishna is the supreme. There is some respect. For that. Mm-hmm. But for the gopis, it doesn't matter. The love is so intense and so pure. They don't really know who Krishna is. They only know that Krishna is the only object which they love. So if he wants to put their feet on his head, they will do. They have no objection whatsoever, because that's what he wants. So their love for Krishna, it's much greater than anybody else's. But Krishna, he is so merciful, he can reciprocate with anybody. So somebody is in mood of fighting with the Lord, then he will create a mood and he will just create a planet so you can fight. Or he will have his pastimes even in the material world. It's up to him. See, devotees don't really mind how the Lord deals with them as long as they are able to perform devotional service. So, these liberations, the four, they help to have some kind of reciprocation. Being on the same planet or the same bodily features or same opulences or constant association with the Lord, that's all basically Vaikuntha.
So all this
Vaikuntha Dwaraka, the constant association.
Those who attain them, they don't go to Goloka Vrindavan, they go to
Vaikuntha? They don't want to. That's the way how they want to serve the Lord, and Krishna accepts it. So they are fully satisfied. They see there is no hankering for anything more. They got what they wanted. So they do their service with full satisfaction, with full endeavor. And Krishna reciprocates, and that's perfection.
So for them, it never occurs, even a thought doesn't appear in the head, there is something greater than that?
They see Krishna in Vrindavan, they may know about Vrindavan, they may know about the gopis, and they respect them as the great devotees. But it's nothing which attracts them. Their attraction for the Lord is in the opulence, in a different environment. So they are satisfied. See, this is the point which actually the jiva, the conditioned jiva, is making the great mistake. We are looking for happiness. Because everybody is looking for ananda, the happiness. In the material world, we are looking for happiness. And we are trying to find the perverted form of happiness. And we think this is it. But we don't understand that happiness, that true happiness, come only with actually true satisfaction. You can't be really happy unless you are fully satisfied. So, now, defining the satisfaction, now, what it is, that it's not the lack of distress. But the true satisfaction, no, it's connected with the happiness which comes from the spiritual world. So here we can do whatever we want, but without the service to the Lord, we cannot find true happiness. We cannot find true satisfaction either. But once we find, we connect our activities to the Lord, we find the activity which we want to offer to the Lord. We do it for the Lord. Then there is satisfaction which we don't want anything else. So the devotee who wants to serve the Lord the way, no, with the opulence, in that mood, Krishna will arrange that. And there is no consideration that he is lesser devotee than anybody else. It's in different mood. So, like I said, the gopis or the cowherd boys, in Vrindavan, they wouldn't change anything. No, they wouldn't want to go to Vaikuntha and be with Krishna. They don't know Krishna this way. They don't want to. They want Krishna to be their friend, their lover, their son. So they have different idea. But they don't have any disrespect for the devotee. They don't say, oh, they are lower devotees. They see, Lord Narayan is there. They are great devotees of Lord Narayan. They consider that they are devotees. But they don't want to change their places. Why? Because they are satisfied with the way how they reciprocate with the Lord, because Krishna is reciprocating with them. Gopakumar went through and he was not happy. His reciprocation was not fitting when he went to Vaikuntha. So he was reciprocated with the Lord as his friend. That was not fitting. No. The Lord, he knew what's happening. So, he recommended other place. But everybody else felt not disturbed because they didn't know what it is. So Krishna has for everybody the way how to reciprocate. The only, we have to recognize that. We have to try to find. Say like Murari Gupta. Then he was in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. But even though he was there, he was associating with the Lord, still he did not have much attraction for the Lord in Vrindavan. Why? Because his Siddha Swarup is Hanuman. So his attraction is for the Lord as Ramachandra. So he was a great devotee. But still he could not give up his original position. So it's always going to be there. So all of us, we have some of the original position. We don't know what it is because we are covered by ignorance. But as soon as we remove the ignorance, then we will understand what is our original position.
So then, Michelle, but I don't understand that, in Vaikuntha then, how can they experience the full happiness, knowing that there's something like, if the ultimate happiness is being in Goloka Vrindavan, or both people in both places, they experience same amount of happiness, like...
You have it in the material world. Somebody, he is... somebody wants like the latest model Ferrari, right? Mm-hmm. So he buys the latest model Ferrari, he wants, gets what he wants, and he just drives, and then he may see some latest Porsche. Mm-hmm. But he wanted Ferrari. So he is happy with it. He looks, appreciates. But he's not lusting over, not that he wants that Porsche also. He is happy with having his Ferrari. Mm-hmm. But the guy in the Porsche, he just wants his Porsche. Mm-hmm. So he will also, no. Well, okay, let him, he wants Ferrari. No, I prefer Porsche. Mm-hmm. So, no, he just, he's happy with what he has. So, they will be all feeling happy. And, no, they will be not thinking that I have the best. Mm-hmm. So that's the way, that's what they wanted. So they achieved their goal. And because of that, they feel that now they are satisfied. Unfortunately, in the material world, for how long? Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't last long time. But in the spiritual world, you achieve your goal, you want to serve the Lord certain way, you achieve the goal, then you are satisfied. You don't want anything else. That's the way how you wanted to serve the Lord, and now you have the opportunity, so you do it. There is no attraction for anything else when you achieve the goal. So then, they hear about gopis, and they respect the gopis, because they are also devotees of the Lord. But this is not how I would like to serve the Lord. I like to, see the Lord, nicely dressed, in gold and jewels, and then being living in opulent palace and everything. So that's how they prefer. But the gopis and cowherd boys, they don't really need to see Krishna in all this opulence. Mm-hmm. They want to see Krishna differently. So again, they will not disrespect the other devotees. They will not say that they are not devotees. They have no attraction. Now somebody, see, different mentalities, right? So somebody may have attraction for money. So for him, making money, it's the goal of life. I want to become millionaire or billionaire. Okay, alright, so go for it, not do it. But somebody else just doesn't care for money at all. He likes knowledge. So he would study. And even though he has opportunity to go and make a lot of money, he wouldn't do that because this is not his attraction. So he sees the guy, they were going together to the class, to the school, and he is now billionaire and he has nothing, but both may be happy. At least in their minds. But they will be so-called happy because he has his billions of dollars, and then this guy, he just studies and he's becoming recognized as a jnani. So no, he will not change with him. No, I won't study something because I will not earn my money. And then he has to work like a donkey to make his money. I wouldn't do that. I rather study and practice what I learn. Mm-hmm. It's just the attraction. So here we have it as a conditioned nature. But in the spiritual world, it is as the original position. How do we want to serve the Lord? So here, we have the free will to serve ourselves, right? How do we enjoy ourselves? But in the spiritual world, is how do we want to serve the Lord? So the attraction for what do we want to do? And then we have the desire, Krishna will arrange it.
So could you say that in Goloka Vrindavan, because there's less rules and regulation, then the depth of relationship and experience is deeper than in Vaikuntha?
See, it's a different rasa. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the rasa, the Shanta rasa, Dasya, will be more in Vaikuntha. But say then you have the friendship, so it contains the previous one, but there is another depth of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Then you have parental and conjugal, so each one contains the previous ones, but each one is more in depth. Because it's more closer into the relationship with the person. So those devotees who have desire to associate with the Lord as friend, you won't be able to do it in Vaikuntha. So therefore, no, you will not be happy in that place. So naturally, no, then Goloka Vrindavan is there.
So it's like, for example, we know that rules and regulations are there to support and enhance the relationship. But when, like in this example with the gopis putting their feet on Krishna's head, you can see that, you know, this, the relationship itself is greater than any rule and regulation.
Right, yeah. So, the, who makes the rules, right?
Yeah.
So the rules are there to end the relationship. Yes, that's true. But if the relationship is not very deep, then there are no rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. If the person whom I love wants something, it doesn't, I don't care, you know, if somebody, you know, punishes me for that, or if it's against the law, or, I don't care. Just I want to please the person whom I love. So then I will do anything. And I don't care who says what. But if the relationship is not so deep, then I will care. I will have to. Because, then I get punished, maybe I shouldn't do it, maybe he will get displeased or no. That's the depth. Yeah.
Isn't it also that it's not because the rules and regulations are not there, because they're still living by an ashram, but to neglect those rules to serve the loved one, that is like enhancing it. So the
yeah,
rules
that's,
are still there, but
see, the rules,
it's an extra thing.
You wouldn't say much like rules. The culture is there.
Yeah.
That's all pervading. That's everywhere. Or maybe just here it's missing. But anyway, no. Otherwise it's everywhere. Even the demons, they follow the Vedic culture. No. But it's just to enhance. So now when the gopis, no, disappear at night, that's not very moral. No, that's not part of the culture. But because breaking the rules, no, that way enhances the relationship to whom I love, I don't mind doing it. And then the one happens to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so, no, what can happen anyway? So that's the whole point. But those who didn't have that understanding, they still have some doubt. Is it okay? It's not moral. They didn't get to go with Krishna. Now, only after that little doubt got completely dissolved, then only they get the chance to go. So, in our minds also, until there is a doubt that what we do is right or wrong, then we will not be able to properly discriminate what should we do. Now, I had seen it, like, if you go in the West and you dress like a devotee, then depends what your consciousness is. If you really don't care and then you are very confident and you see people and you make eye contact and Hare Krishna, so then they will see you as very confident. They will be seeing you as somebody they don't know. They will be now respecting. But if they see that you don't like to look at anybody because you feel not shy, you feel not confident, then they will laugh at you. Yeah.
I have a question on the point of satisfaction. What does that mean in a material sense, the example being that it said that the wife should practice to be chaste and satisfied. So what does that mean?
See, satisfaction no, actually comes here from performance of a duty. So when one performs his duty, dharma, then he will become fully satisfied. And an ultimate dharma of the human beings is to become Krishna conscious. So that's the ultimate satisfaction which you can get now here in this world by performing activities in Krishna consciousness. Because by performance of your duties, you understand that you are not this body, you naturally will get detached from the material world, but by performance of your duties, then as a devotional service to the Lord, then you will get taste for doing this, and you will get attraction for Krishna. So that's why the Varnashram system, the Daiva Varnashram system, is here, and that's the right way. Now, once a person transcends this Varnashrama system, then being on following the Bhagavad Mark, he doesn't have to be in any social order, but nonetheless he will still be more and more attracted by performing devotional service. So you see, Narada Muni, he is not in any social order. He just goes around the universe and he sings the praise for the Lord. He associates with devotees. He just does anything to glorify him. So that's his service. And that's how he gets it's his attraction. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to perform. And Krishna gives him the full opportunity. Yes. May?
Would like the same thing. So would like to be the Lord himself, so on for the second one, would like the kind of situation and circumstances where they feel they are the Lord himself.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see this five things, it's even the material is life too, so the difference is just the consciousness.
Yes. Yeah, because, see, over here, it's the same as basically what comes from the spiritual world. It's just a reflection. But because being a reflection, it's just the opposite. So it's perverted. So the love, which actually should be the highest, but the love, it's for the other is nothing to do with lust in the spiritual world. But for now, here we see it. It's basically the basic of the living entity. The lust must be that's the love. So the highest we actually put here as the lowest, because this is the most basic urge, the lust. Because that's actually what the body is made of. So to transcend it, then we have to be sense-controlled, to be able to get detached from the understanding of that love just means sex. So when that understanding comes, then we will understand that just satisfying ourselves, it's not what actually makes us happy. I just read there was some guy in UK, and then he won some, I don't know, like a 10 million pounds or something like that. And then he was just normal worker. So he won, not the 10 million. So he stopped working, he quit the job, and then he bought some properties, not cars, and so he wasn't working, he was just enjoying. And then he started to drink, and then at one point he said that it's bad. No, I don't recommend anybody to play a lottery to win. No, please don't do that. This I consider as the worst day of my life that I won in that lottery. Because I gave my job away and then I lost my routine. All the friends I had, I lost. I have nobody. And then after that, then he was only drinking, basically because he didn't have anything to do, and he died. So what's the point of such a life? He understood he could not do anything about it, because he didn't have anything higher. But his realization was real. He really understood that this was the worst time in his life. Why? Because he didn't have any plan. He didn't have anything to do with it. He could not know how to use it. So now he had the opportunity to get anything he wanted for his own self-gratification. But he understood that there is nothing which actually, he can get more than without it, even though he has basically unlimited money. But still, he could not do anything with it, and he lost his friends. That was painful for him. He lost his daily routine by stopping his work. That was disaster for him. But when he understood that, it was too late. So he at least shared the realization with others, please don't play lottery for winning money, because it will ruin you. So there is no happiness. You cannot gain happiness by enjoying. So that's the whole point, that we have to understand this, that we, even though we may have unlimited, really unlimited money, now what are we going to do with it? Just build a palace all from gold, and so what? It's gold, right? Just that you can look at it. How long will you be pleased by it? So even the real people in the material world, even they understand that money will not make you happy. Those who have proper understanding, they go for relationships. Because they consider a relationship as long-lasting. And the devotees, they understand that the relationships are the highest, but relationship with the Lord. So that's the difference.
You were talking about Vaikuntha and Goloka.
Mm-hmm.
Simple question. If someone gets to Vaikuntha, does he get the chance to go to Goloka? Or that's it?
No, the chances are there. Can go. Say like Gopa Kumar, no. He got the chance to see Vaikuntha, but still he was not really satisfied because his attraction for the Lord was different. Chance is there, but the devotees in Vaikuntha, they are happy. They are satisfied. They don't have desires. Anything else than to satisfy the Lord the way they do. So if you are satisfied, they are not looking, who is doing this, who is doing that. Like when you take prasad, if you are satisfied, you look in your plate and you eat what comes, and you don't look, oh, he got more. Oh, I don't have this. Means you are not really satisfied. You are still lusting over something else. But if you are satisfied, then you just look in your plate and you enjoy what you have on the plate. You don't have to look around and now look, oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that one. That's not your concern. You don't want that. You fully satisfied means that, no, that's, you got what you wanted. So the devotees of Vaikuntha, they got what they wanted. They got to serve the Lord the way how they wanted. So they are not looking for any other opportunities. That's the opportunity. This is their goal of life. This is what they wanted to do. Like person, he wants, always he dreams about something he wants to do. Now he, once he achieves the dream, he's not looking for something else, how to make it better or how to make it, this was his dream. So now, like somebody may dream about, he wants like a small airplane and fly with it and then now have a fun, now flying airplane. Once he get the dream, then he doesn't care if somebody else has a bigger one. Or somebody has a helicopter, somebody has some jet. He doesn't care. He is happy having fulfilled his dream. So that's not a problem. The problem for us is that we should have a proper dream. So devotee's dream should be to be able to serve Krishna in any circumstance. And what the serving will be, how do we serve Krishna? Then that's between us and Krishna. But once we serve, we get the opportunity. The devotees of Vaikuntha, they can constantly serve the Lord. They are with the Lord. The devotees in Dwaraka, they are there with the Lord. They serve him. Constantly they have the opportunity and they are happy, they do. And same do the devotees in Vrindavan. So all perform devotional services. But each one has different mood. So the mood is not a problem. Krishna is happy. He wants to reciprocate. We can reciprocate any way. The devotee wants to reciprocate with him.
So that would be the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he wants to give the highest to everyone.
Yes. Yeah. You see, we say it's highest because by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, then we came to know about Krishna in mood of Lord Chaitanya. So we get the opportunity. But you see, there are still devotees who are not really attracted by, say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have other sampradayas, the Sri Sampradaya. No, they are attracted by the Lord being very opulent, how they serve him. And they are happy, you know, serving the Lord that way. So this is not a fault. We should not see it as a fault.
Yeah, only question of mood, right?
Yes. They want to serve the Lord that way. Krishna gave them the opportunity, so they got birth. No, they got born in family of devotees who served the Lord that way. And then if somebody wants to serve Krishna, no, otherwise, Krishna will give all the opportunities, so then it can happen. Now the question is if we take it or not. So that's our free will. That's how we exercise the free will. So we should not think about one is higher, one is lower.
I just mentioned higher because that's how Prabhupada always goes.
Yes, yeah. But we should not look at the other devotees. No, otherwise, that's how they want to serve the Lord. No, it's perfect. But it's not really our attraction. So let them know that's, and then look at the Brijbasis. Brijbasis, they serve the Lord, the highest. Vajra Prabhupada also said that we should not really interact with the Brijbhas as much. Why? Because how they serve the Lord, it's completely natural, and sometimes it may look like, you know, very offensive. Because we don't understand their relationship with the Lord. So we should just respect the way how they serve, because that's what Krishna actually desires, how he wants them to serve him. But we may not understand why, so therefore we should not judge.
This happened to us. We went to Ganga and there was a man fishing and smoking, and my daughter questioned me. So I used your explanation. It's the way Krishna chose for him to have this relation. Krishna knows why he's doing that. We don't. So for us, just respect that it's a Krishna's arrangement. So she was happy.
Yeah. Sometimes we may not understand. Just the Lord is inconceivable. So it's we should not think that he's a fallen down. Just don't associate. If we cannot really appreciate the way how he deals or what he does, then just respect from the distance, and then just keep distance. But there is no need for immediately start criticizing. That will be offense. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, I was just thinking that we should do service as sweet tail. When we're chanting, some people to chant alone and some people to chant with other people.
See, as Prabhupada gives he gives us the rules and regulations how we should do, and we should follow that exactly as he says, because this is for the conditioned soul, it's very purifying. So being in the association of devotees, so then the soul gets purified. As we get purified, that we may start getting some taste how we want to perform the service, but we will still not do the service otherwise than as basic Srila Prabhupada tells us. Like, you see, sarana bhakti, then we have the vaidhi sarana, and once we come above the vaidhi sarana, then raganuga sarana is there. But there is no difference in the activities a devotee performs in the Vaidhi or Raganuga. The mood is different. Even though the devotee in Raganuga, he may just be so absorbed in some activity, he may skip, he may forget. He may forget to sleep. Because he was so absorbed the whole night in doing service. But then that doesn't mean that the next day, I'm not doing my services because I was not sleeping the whole night. So, okay, see you later. No, it's not that. So that's a devotee who is very spontaneously engaged in the service. You don't see any difference. But once we, if it's on the Vaidhi sarana, then yes, we need to fulfill the conditioned needs of our nature. But there is no difference in between, externally, when we look at it. But internally, yes, the consciousness is different.
I went to some astrologer before, many years ago in Kerala. He said, the best for you is to sit in one room and chant the mantra with just the Lord. And I feel that when I chant with others, I feel a bit disturbed. People are walking and looking and so I was thinking, how was I able to chant with others? He said that.
Yeah, because he recommends that that's the best way. Keep the association with the devotees, because if you don't chant properly, at least you hear others chanting who chant properly, so you get the benefit, if not from your own chanting, you get benefit from others chanting. So that's why the association is important. So, as really Prabhupada gave us the system, it's flawless. It's just perfect. The only way, that we, by our own thoughts, we just create some modifications, which make us, little go a little away, for some time, or just thinking that what we think we should do. But the Raganuga devotee, he will not think like that. He just follows that because it doesn't matter to him. He will be absorbed in the Lord if he chants with the devotees, and if he is going somewhere, he still will be chanting. He may not be chanting on his beats, but he will be still absorbed in the Lord. So it doesn't really matter where he is, what he does. He's constantly thinking about the Lord. Okay, so except for the first stage, Sayujya, other four stages of liberation are favorable. The other four liberations, although not desired by devotees, still are not against the devotional ideas. Some of the liberated persons who have achieved these four stages of liberation may also develop affection for Krishna and be promoted to the Goloka Vrindavan planet in the spiritual sky. In other words, those who are already promoted to the Vaikuntha planets and who possess the four kinds of liberation may also sometimes develop affection for Krishna and become promoted to Krishna Loka. So, so, who are the topmost devotee? Or who is the topmost devotee? Out of many kinds of devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the one who is attracted to the original form of the Lord, Krishna, in Vrindavan, is considered to be the foremost, first-class devotee. Such a devotee is never attracted by the opulences of Vaikuntha or even Dwaraka, the royal city where Krishna ruled. The conclusion of Srila Rupa Goswami is that the devotees who are attracted by the pastimes of the Lord in Gokul or Vrindavan are the topmost devotees. So as we said, Srila Prabhupada explained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, yes, those are the topmost devotees. But we should not think of the devotees in Vaikuntha or in Dwaraka, anything less. Because see, the devotees in Gokul or in Vrindavan, they don't think themselves as the great devotees anyway. They are just ordinary cowherd boys, ordinary gopis, who just immensely love Krishna. They don't know who Krishna is, they don't know that he is supreme. They just know that he is the object of their love. And that's what attracts Krishna so much. Because to try to develop a relationship with somebody, like the president or some rich man, it's very easy, right? Well, it's not easy, but to get attracted or some celebrity because, she's very famous or he is very famous. So, the attraction is natural because, he is famous. But if he is not famous, you wouldn't know anything about him. So, to get attracted to somebody who is, any of the opulences, then that's not very surprising. But be attracted to somebody who is just ordinary person. Maybe, he doesn't look attractive. He has no money. He has nothing. But to try, actually get attracted, say, by his qualities, which is not external, just internal. That's much more, unusual or appreciated, and it can be only, say, between the two people. So they can develop friendship, and no matter on what, and is rich or poor, no wise or not, it doesn't really matter. It's just the depth of the relationship based on the personality to personality. So Krishna is attracted by that, that the gopis and the cowherd boys and Madhya Yashoda, no, they don't know that Krishna is supreme. But still, they are so attracted to him. So they will do anything for him. Because he is the object of their love. So that's what attracts Krishna. And that's why Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, with, actually through, with the mood of Srimati Radharani, because he wanted to taste that. Because that's what attracts Krishna too. So the devotees being attracted to Krishna, that attracts Krishna. So he wants to also taste, because that such a devotees, they just can completely, you know, buy Krishna. But Krishna doesn't know how is it possible. So he appears at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste it. So that's the attraction. And then the attraction is never ending. So that's transcendental attraction. That's the difference than the material. Because any material attraction has some limits. We may do so many things, but not when the person starts asking too much, then hey, forget it, I'm not going to do this. It won't happen with the Lord. There's nothing which we would say we will not do for the Lord. There is no other consideration than the Lord himself. If he wants, no matter what, I'll get it done. Yes?
This conclusion that the devotee from Gokula, it is topmost devotee, it's based on Veda story, it's conclusion of our acharyas.
See, even the Vedas, now, you see, Vedavyas, he wrote the Bhagavatam, and the conclusion of Bhagavatam, no, it's Krishna in Goloka. But that's for those devotees who understand it. See, Srila Prabhupada, he writes everything in his books. But not everybody sees that, even among devotees. Some devotees say that Krishna just writes that Srila Prabhupada just writes the basics. And that you have to go somewhere else to get the nectar. But those devotees who are looking for the nectar in Srila Prabhupada's books, they find it. They don't need to go somewhere else.
For example, Sri Vaishnavas, they accept Narayana as the highest object.
Yeah, that's okay. There is no harm. And then there is no need to, you know, to actually, you know, try to convince them otherwise. This is their goal. They want to achieve the goal. They will go for it. They will achieve the planet of Lord Narayan, and they will be satisfied serving the Lord in the features of Narayan. They will be happy. There is no need to do anything. We just have the fortune that Krishna appeared as Swam Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and Srila Prabhupada gave us the chance to understand it, so we can taste the attraction for Swam Krishna. But I'm sure even among our devotees, no, there may be somebody who is attracted to different features. But Lord Vishnu also, he is present in Goloka. No, he is also present in the Vaikuntha planets, but he is also present in Goloka. So that's a different feature of Nishmare. He is in Nandagram, in Krishna's house. They have Nishmare. Yeah, but that's what it is. If somebody is attracted now to reciprocate with Krishna as not in the features of Nrisimharep, so then Krishna will definitely make it happen. But he can do anything. He doesn't have any limits. So if it means just to satisfy one devotee, not to, because he has some not special rasa, I want to reciprocate with the Lord, he will create one planet for him. Dhruva Maharaj, no, he created a planet for him. So then he can just reciprocate with the Lord a certain way. There is no limit for the Lord. We have limit. So therefore we don't know what to do, how to do, or we see it everything from our perspective. The Lord doesn't. Yes, it's based on rasa. Everything is based on rasa. Even the relationship with Vaikuntha is based on rasa. But there are different rasas. See, somebody wants to just become a peacock or become a tree, say in Vaikuntha, and then be there always next to Krishna's palace and have the opportunity that Krishna will sit under and take the shade of the tree. The devotee in that form will be absolutely happy. He will not think about anything else. He does what he wants. That's what I was saying. You get your meal, you get your prasad, and you get something which you love. You don't care if somebody else has something else. You like pancakes, not the way your mother used to make it. So then you eat that, you get that, you eat it, and you don't care if somebody else has rice and dal, or somebody else has some pizza, and somebody has some lasagna. You don't care for it. You got what you love the most. You understand? So the devotee, he gets the reciprocation with the Lord the way he loves the most. When devotees appear not in those plants, those places, this is because they wanted to reciprocate with the Lord this way. It's not that because there was no other space in Goloka or no space there. So that this is only left only this much left, no, so you either take it or just wait in Brahman for some time. No, it's not like that. Yeah, so there is no scarcity of places or occupation. Okay, we don't have we have crisis, economic crisis, it's nothing like that. So it's the devotees are performing the service because this is what they want to do.
But until we don't know how rasa it works, we follow
the. Yes, by following the system, you get fully purified. When you get fully purified of the anarthas, then you can truly see what your attraction is. And it may be that you will be attracted not to worship the Lord in Vaikuntha. But it's not a fault. Now, the Murari Gupta Prabhu, he didn't feel bad about that he is not attracted by Krishna in Goloka. He was very honest. He said, well, now I understand. Now this is the highest form, I understand. But I still have my attraction for Lord Ramachandra, because I am his servant. So naturally, when you are serving already, you are thinking about how to serve the Lord. So for you, you are thinking in that dimension. Hanuman is going to think, what is Lord Ramachandra doing without me? Is he happy? Is he satisfied? I am here, what is he doing? How is he doing it? The devotee who wants to serve the Lord, in the shade of me being as a tree, then I will make sure that it will be quiet, cool, nice place, some birds will be singing there. Now, so then Lord will be happy. So when these devotees here, so each and every fulfills different aspect of devotional service. So then Lord can be satisfied throughout the day. Now, if everybody takes the part, say, as a being cowherd boy. So, okay, when Krishna is now with the cowherd boys, with the cows, then yes, alright, so then he is happy. But then when he goes home, the cowherd boys are not with him. So who is going to cook for him? Who is going to feed him? Who is going to put him into bed? So that's also, when we are actually not doing devotional service, we should understand how everybody's service is important, now to perform the devotional service as the whole. We should not think that our one is the most important and everybody else is just useless. Only book distribution and everything else is just, Prabhupada, he only likes book distribution, nothing else. Nobody can say that. Everybody goes for this book distribution, nobody worships the deities, nobody cooks, nobody cleans. So when you come from book distribution, and then what? You find that there is nothing to cook, nothing cooked, right? So you have nothing to eat, everything is dirty. So how can you say that that will be not satisfying? It won't. Yeah?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.